Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Oh, excuse me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning to you. Good morning. And then, you know, I think I'll say good morning and to some who tune in afternoon, evening. Hello. Hallelujah. Hello, hello. Say, well, I tune in because I need prayer because I'm just not there, but just in the Lord. I step into God and say, hello, hallelujah. Put your hands up to heaven and bless the Lord and say, oh, my soul, bless the Lord God of the maker of the heavens and the earth. But truly, truly, this day, this moment, and I understand this day, this moment, God has made. And let us rejoice. Step in the confidence. Holy Ghost, have your way at now, this moment, this present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move on fear and doubt that God loves us. Remove the fear that he does not love us. Remove the doubt that God does not love us. Let us step in it this morning. Let us, oh glory, hallelujah, we need it, God. We need the very presence of your presence every second, every moment of the day. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. And then, Father, surround us with chariots of fire, oh God, that the enemy cannot touch us. Now, our children, grandchildren are nothing that concerns us or connected to us. Children, grandchildren, the jobs, the ministry that you have ordained. Our pathway that you have set us on, pathway that you have set our children on. Oh Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. This is the day made, the hour that we're in, the second that we're in. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah, this you have made and you have us here. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice because you have already helped us. Oh, God, in any and every situation, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Great is our God. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord this morning. Glory be to your name. This day you have made. And we will rejoice. We have the faith, the confidence in you, God. Allowing us to have it. Ooh, Holy Ghost, thank you for breathing on us. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you for moving the shaft off of us. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for embracing us and putting your loving arms around us. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, to give us the spirit of joy, Almighty God. Ooh, glory. So much we don't understand. Oh, God. Oh, God. So much we don't understand. Help us, Lord. Help us. We're reaching up to you, Almighty God. We give you glory this morning. We bless your name. We thank you. Thank you for clearing the atmosphere. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for clearing and removing every debris. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for healing our bodies. Our hope is in you, Almighty God, great and awesome Father. Thank you, the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Mighty in all your ways. Mighty in all your ways. Strengthen us, Almighty God. Ooh, glory. Breathe on us, God. Hallelujah. Let us step into your truth, your reality, Almighty God. Let us walk in harmony and peace with you, God. But we cannot do it without you. Oh, in the name of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you for tearing down the strongholds, moving the distractions, not letting us get turned around and mixed up and caught up in the distractions. Almighty God, let us see your greatness in our lives. Hallelujah. You are our strong tower. Oh, God, our refuge, our hiding place, our mighty fortress. Glory, hallelujah. Our peace, our shalom, our joy. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you when we have the confidence, Almighty God, that we can truly speak to the world. We can pray. We can walk in this earth, Almighty God, as a true child of God, and our very presence make a difference. Not because of us, great God, but because of you. For you are in us, the Spirit of God. Thank you. Holy Ghost, we never intend to grieve you. Almighty God, help us never to grieve you. Almighty God, help us. Oh, it's not our heart's desire. Oh, we need you. We're depending on you. Oh, Lord God. Oh, great God Almighty. Oh, God. And we thank you for the blood. The blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the bloodline. Yes, we do. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood that never loses power. Oh, glory. Bleed the blood over our bodies, our hearts, our minds. Oh, Lord God, our homes, our properties, our cars, our ministries. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua is our bridge back to our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our covenant God. Ah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We thank you for you see and you know all the trouble, oh God, on this earth. But you are the creator. We bow down. You are the creator. Bless your name. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in it. You are the one that breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, by your will and your desire. Somebody, hallelujah. One day, God, you allow us to smell the sweet breeze of the promised land. Hallelujah. Somebody, order our steps. Oh, give us your will, your desire, and the strength. be our strength, God, to accomplish every task that you've ordained for us to walk. Every step, Almighty God. Oh, God, let us be embraced by you, Almighty God. Allow us to love even those that would desperately and meanfully mistreat us. Almighty God, send the love of God around them, pure love of God. But we know it takes nothing from us. But what you have for us has been stamped and sealed. What you have for us on this earth has been stamped and sealed. Oh, by you. Hey, God, we thank you. Oh, glory. It is done. Hallelujah. What's for us? It is for us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Stamped and sealed. It's been and sealed. Great and mighty God. There's none and nothing greater than thee. We run, Almighty God, we run to you, Father, and in the name of your Son, Almighty God, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We glorify you. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for removing the spirit of hopelessness. We thank you for our steps are ordered by you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for moving the fog. Oh, that's blocking our vision. Almighty God. Rema, we thank you for taking us higher, Almighty God. Rema Sukoba, Rimi Shikanidida. We thank you, God, and guarding our presence, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for how you touched us this morning and woke us up. We thank you, Almighty God, for giving us the press, Almighty God, so that we could come into your presence this morning. Ah, glory. And for some, it'll be afternoon, evening, mid-morning, midnight. We thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, higher, hallelujah, not caught up in the things of the world. We can see clear and clearer. Almighty God, touch the watchmen on the wall, touch all the intercessors, touch, Almighty God, the prayer warriors, touch, God, touch. Touch the intercessor. Touch the prayer warrior. Stir it up, God. Stir it up, God. Set ablaze, Almighty God. Remember, Thank you, oh God, we thank you, touch, oh, fill our mouths with words, Almighty God, somebody, hallelujah, bless your name, somebody, hallelujah. Bless your name. Rema sekabasi. Shambakaba. Oh, send help where help is needed. Almighty God. Send help. Oh, where help is needed. Rema sekuba. Ramanadadea. All is well. Thank you that we walk in the circle of your blessings. God, we thank you. We bless your name now. Bless our family members, our children. Oh, God. For the children of the Spirit. The sons and daughters of the Spirit, Almighty God, oh God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Stir up every intercessor, stir up every prayer warrior. Touch, Almighty God, hallelujah. Clear the pathway, Almighty God, touch. Almighty God, clear vision. Almighty God, Almighty God, our God, nothing is too hard for you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for touching the ears with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The eyes with the blood of Jesus. The mouth with the blood of Jesus. The heart with the heart of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Almighty God. Yes, and the heart of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you knew what you were saying. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. The mind of Christ. Almighty God. Thank you. The heart of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, his heart was kind and merciful and obedient. Almighty God. His heart on earth. Glory, kind and obedient. To you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. God is good. 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 God loves us. It's all right. It's not selfish to be reminded that God loves you. And that God loves me. God loves all of us individually and collectively. He loves us. He knows the plans that he has for each one of us. And when we can truly get to the point, regardless of how old we are, when are young, when we get to that point that we understand that we're not just doing work and God is just have a whip and whipping us and oh, you didn't do that right, pam, or you look like you bending, you getting weary, pam, pam, beating you up and beating you down. He's our strength. He's our source. Yeah, we get weary and we're told not to. But he's our source. He supplies us with the energy, stamina, and the fortitude, and the persistence. Nothing is too hard. If we allow ourselves to yield to him. But we begin to feel sorry for ourselves. We begin to say, woe is me. These people have 500 members. These people have, they driving all these cars. They driving, they got this big, nice home. They got wives. They got husbands. They shop at the finest of stores. They have money. But how much of that is spiritual? We go to workshops how to get rich in the church, how to keep the people so we can keep the money going. But what we have to come to the conclusion, things, Jesus said that our Father know that we have need of these things, of life, breath, food, clothes. He know we have need of these things. And yes, he know that we like nice things. Excuse me. Some who want to be married or think they want to be married. Uh-huh. God knows what's best for us. Why I can't be as so-and-so is. If you can see a snapshot of what so-and-so is really going through, you would run from that idea and say, God, I'll wait on you, whatever you say. You don't know how many sleepless nights pastors are having because so this member, that member, act ugly and they don't know if they're going to bring their offering to the church or not. Oh, God. Or if I don't be right, I won't get this and I won't get that. You don't know what some people are going through just to have that Mercedes or that Lexus or that Rose. You don't know. Just so they can impress somebody. We have to be careful. We see people with nice things. Lord, how they have all these diamond rings and all of this and all of that, and I don't have nothing. I got you, Jesus. And yes, Lord, I would love to have a nice diamond ring. But it's not that important. If I had to make a choice, I want that choice to be you, Jesus. Yeah. If Jesus have you, we have everything we need. And he does wonderful things for us. I mean, you say, Jesus, you did that for me? Oh, my God, thank you. And then we have to also think, am I ready for all of this that I say I want? Am I matured enough? Am I seasoned enough? Okay. God, Father, whatever you decide. Because you have a roof over my head. You have this. You're teaching me this. You're teaching me that. I'm good. I want somebody to love me like so-and-so. And you don't know. There is no love in the house. It's just a lie. No affection in the house. A lie. Being told. A lot of people are living lies. Just inhale. And let it all go to Jesus. How about that? Just got to inhale and let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and cares, he takes. What a privilege it is to carry. Oh God, let us do it. Everything to God in prayer. He said, why are you stressing? What that look like to the earth? I'm the Almighty God and my child stressing. I am nothing is greater, no one, nothing. And my child is stressing. What's going on? So we ask God, He is our covenant God, to remove all fear and all doubt. And let it not even have a microscopic footprint that it can come back to us. We ask that in Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, holy name. Amen. Oh, yes, we do. Put the blood of Jesus around that request. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. And to cover our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes. None other. None other. Some call him by his Hebrew name, and some call him by the name those who speak the language English has given him. But every once in a while, every now and then, I have to call him. And in my personal time, I call him Yeshua. That's the name the disciples called him. And there was no such thing as English. And when he said to his disciples, in my name, the only name that was around that came out of his mouth was Yeshua. But he knows where we are and why we call him Jesus. And God knows when I had cancer, he answered me. When I called him at many, many times because he knew I didn't know better. And I'm so grateful because he answered me. Yes, he does know our heart. So we can't say, oh, I can do this because God knows my heart. God knows your heart. He knows when that body is racking with pain and the only name you know and you call it. He knows you're talking to him and he will answer you. But I just like to clear it up because I don't like confusion. Hallelujah. Yes, I do call him by his Hebrew name. Actually, Jesus spoke Aramaic with a Galilean accent. But that's another story for another day. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He loves us. That's the main thing. And he cares. That's important. He loves us. He cares. And he shows it. When we have called, he has answered. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. When we have called, he has answered. And he responded to the call. And when we think about, we have brothers and sisters all over this world who are calling on it in their language, and he answers. Hallelujah. He's just that God. Ooh, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Minister Dunlap. I go from Minister Dunlap to Brother Dunlap. But as I said before, we love him and we honor him and the position that he holds as minister, and he is our beloved brother. Hallelujah. He is her son, but he's also her beloved brother too. And he is my beloved brother. She is my beloved sister too. And yet, hallelujah, she is the mother of the church, and I call her mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been praying for you, mother, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have two co-hosts, Brother Dunlap and Mother Dunlap. Hallelujah. It's just an honor, as I often say, for a son and daughter to be together and doing work for the Lord. And we can't forget her oldest son. He is a pastor. He is the pastor of the church that she and her husband found. What a blessing. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. And she have another generation of a grandson who is a pastor. And I understand she have another grandson who is a musician for the Lord. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. That's a blessing all over that house, all over that family. Hallelujah. 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 What a blessing. And to be able to live and see the fruit of your work. God is good. God is good. So I thank you. Just words of encouragement to others that they can see that God does not forget us and our work, and he allow us to see these are fruit of your labor that you see. Oh my sheba shikoba, God is holy. Hallelujah. What happens with holy seed? Blessing the Lord God Almighty. They held strong to their faith. Hallelujah. An apostle was apostle in the church, and he was the head of his house to lead his people, his children, and his wife, as a man of God, loving, caring. Hey. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. But there were ups and downs, but nothing could alter their lifestyle. They chose holiness, and holiness is what it was. Oh, you could go in their home day or night. And it was holy. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Just speaking to encourage the rest of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just encourage. Oh, hey. Hallelujah. That's how we encourage each other. We can show them. Hallelujah. When God is in the house. Hey, God. Hallelujah. When God is in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. And we thank God for the examples. And for those who wasn't able or didn't know how, but you're learning now, it's all right, because it's still a holy house. It still can be examples for your children. Hallelujah. And they turn their children's life around. Hallelujah. All for God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you can pray for your children, children's children. And
yes,
you
Lord.
Can see the results
yes, Lord.
Of a holy life. You can ask
yes.
God to let me see it, God. He'll let
hey,
you
okay.
see it. Don't give up on them. It's some that gone astray. But God, you know that testimony people have, he picked me up out of the muck and mire because my grandmama prayed for me.
That's right.
Excuse me. My granddaddy prayed for me. My mama put me on the altar and she didn't take me off.
Yeah, Lord, glory to God.
They prayed for me. You know, these are testimonies.
Yes, it is, Mom.
So that others can see. And I know we get downtrodden. And we don't want to share with other people what we're going through because people are not kind. People turn their nose. People talk about, oh, they thought they were. But we have a God, my brothers and my sisters and my sisters and my brothers, who will not turn his nose up at you. Who? He'll welcome us into his loving arms. And he'll let us cry. He'll let us cry. Then he'll dry those eyes up and tell you to keep it moving. Just keep on going. He has strengthened you for the journey. You know what I'm saying? God is so wonderful. And he's so loving. And he is so kind. I shared with you the time when I was disappointed. Because after all my hard work, I thought I was going to have a lot of people. I mean, I just knew it had to. Listen to what I'm saying. I done all this hard work, and I was doing this for the Lord. So I know God was going to touch all these people's heart because it had to. I had worked so hard to hear what I'm saying to myself. Well, there were a nice number, but it wasn't about the number. It's not That's about right. the number. It's about the presence of God. Being there
Amen.
To do what
right.
he want to do with the people. Now, so many times we get hung up in the number so we can
right.
brag about what we
That's
did
true.
And how many people was there and the chest pop out. But pride comes before the fall.
Yeah. That's right, Mom.
It's about doing right, seeking God, and letting and honoring God's will and
Amen.
God's way, God's purpose. And then I was so hurt, and the revelation knowledge came forth and everything, but I was still hurt because I said, God, you God, I'm just being honest right now. I said, you God, you could have made more people come. You could have touched more hearts because you're God. And I have worked so hard. I'm just tired. I was so, so wrapped up because I wanted more people. Hear what I'm saying to you. And I said, I went upstairs to my room and I just cried and I got down on my knees and I said, I don't want to hear from nothing from nobody but God. And I tell you, that room got so quiet that you could cut the silence. It was so thick. And I got up and I sat at the foot of the bed on the corner and my Bible was there and I opened my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to me, if you had run with the footmen and they wearied you, how can you contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they weary you, then how will thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? One says, if you can't run with those who are walking, how are you going to contend with the horsemen? If if you let little things bother you, how are you going to handle big things? I said, what? I mean, the tears just vanished. And that was the end of that conversation. God didn't say another thing to me. He was done with that. But I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson. When God is in it, that's all that matters. If you can't run, and that's in Jeremiah, excuse me, the 12th chapter. I mean, it just opened just like that to me. If you can't run with those who are walking. How are you going to contend with the footman?
You know,
so we have to really learn. Excuse me. We have to learn to be wrapped up, tied up in God. And we don't get caught up in our weakness and our foolishness. As far as I was concerned, my heart was desire was to do something good for the Lord. And I almost missed what happened there. I almost missed what happened. And for a moment I did, to tell you the truth. So we put everything in God's hands and we walk. Excuse me. And that's why we have to stay connected to God. Excuse me. We have to stay connected to God so that we can be on point. We're in a
Amen.
Crucial time now. We have to be on point.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I
heard
we have to be on point. We have to be on point. And not according to man, but according to God. God has made us strong and mighty, but in him, guided by him. But if we choose to succumb and bow down to wrong just to be a part of something, and because of who they are or who we think they are, the majority is not always right. The majority is not always right. So we have to stay in. Everything has to be filtered through will of God.
That's right.
Everything, our life. And be strong in him. Be strong in him so we can be examples for the world. I can't believe it. We are already at the end of the program. And our closing scripture is Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for how he led us this morning, because that was not I thought we were going to go, but we did, and we yield to the authority of the Almighty God. I pray that Margaret was not in the way. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Love you. God bless you. And we talk again real soon.
All right. Praise thank God. You. Have a blessed day, God.
You too. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Brother.
Yes, Mother. We love you. And God bless you.